We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, starting Siman Shin on Tes on page 428, Reish Yudal Bama Beis. The halacha of Rechava Shachar Abata, the backyard, so to speak, of Talmudic times. By Sivacha, there's one paragraph. Siman Chabbos Sivacha, Rechava Shachar Abata, this open area behind the homes. Yisera Beis Asayim, that's more than two. So, Belahuk Tzaladir, and it wasn't a close residential purposes. Imatav Mabo, Ilbar Ba'amas, can't carry in there, but in four amas. And pasul apesul mebisa. Now, if they made an opening from the home, ach kachikif, and then they enclosed it. Afilam yesh garden beino lebayis. Even if there's a granary between it and the house, avakavod deer is considered enclosed for residential purposes. Hagasa jamal mashe inon nesaron latal b'chatzir shachar batim this. They were now careful by carrying the courtyards that are behind the homes. Asman hazeh. Today's times, a backyard is different. Stam and mukaf madira. Generally, they're enclosed for residential purposes. Commissions Barla Elga Bekarfav, like we explained previously, regarding Karfav, this is Das Atzmai, which the Dirshuan brings that over there, the Mishnah writes in Shinon Ches, and in our times, everything depends on Minigam Akaimus, whatever the custom is of how people use a backyard. Says Mishnah Sivkat and Aleph, Rechava Shachar Abatim, this open area. This expanse that's behind the homes, more than Sosai. Now, Darkin Hoya, their norm was to leave an open area in front of the homes and behind the homes. The ones in front of the homes are called the courtyard. The ones behind the homes are called Rechav. But Darkin, like Kiva Bemechitzis, and their norm was that they were surrounded with walls. Now, that part that's called Chatzar. That's for sure enclosed residential purposes. That's where people used to do all their, you know, utilities of their home that they needed. Even if it's more than Beis Hasayim, and even made it huge, many kor. You're allowed to carry throughout. Even from the house into it. Even the chad gaviv belongs to one person, or belongs to two people, and they made an area together, because it's considered one domain. However, regarding Rechava, that's behind the house, in general, it was not made to enclose for residential purposes. That it wasn't known for them to utilize over there their home their utilities, I mean their daily chores, whatever they didn't do over there. Okay, therefore, dinik a karfaf, so it has a halacha like a karfaf. Len yosim a bissus time regarding the halacha of when it's more than two saw. What's karpaf? Well, mashalis and rochig mir. Karpaf is what we discussed in the previous simon, but it's what generally is far from the city. Mokum machitzes. It's an area that's surrounded with walls, but it's not for residential purposes. On nechsham eats something to store water with their kagam, the similar things. Now, but atanavar de beshachanach says, now we'll explain the word de shachanach. Rechava, shachar bechulu, the rechava that's behind the homes, but that is vahainu. That he surrounded this open area behind the home with three walls. And the fourth wall is the back wall of the home. Sivkot and Bay Zivlahok for the Dira. Wasn't enclosed for residential purposes. Meaning Shlepasach by Kaisel, that he didn't open up by the wall, Pesach, an opening from his back of his house, the Rechava, to the backyard, Koyim Shekiv, before he enclosed it. So then, Sivkot and Gimel, one's not allowed to carry, but Elab Arba Amos only here with the Alad Amos. Kedin Shar Karfav Shalahuk of the Deer, like any other Karfav, that's not a close residential purpose. Like we said previously, in the previous submission on the Ches, Sivalov. The Koshkin, or the Morsu Shosal Tab Menlo Baisi, not carry from it to the house, because it's not considered as part of the Shosayachim. Avam Imbekev Arakis Asayim, but if you don't have an enclosure but Tusa, in Ladin Karfav, then there's none of the Alad Karfav. Mutl taught them men of the bais, and you're allowed to carry from it even to the house. Because now we don't see it as a totally independent area from the house like a karfav. Even though it was not enclosed for residential purposes, sivkot and dalit. Now, if you had made an opening from your house, you made a back door, and then you enclosed it. Even if you have a granary separated between the backyard and the home. It's considered a heck of a deer. Somewhat it means to say is. A film how you occur in the Chari Besa, even if he had a granary behind his house, Koyin Shekim Shokim Shalash Machitza before, he enclosed three walls. We don't say Shabashvila Gurin Niftach Pesach because of Labayis. It was because of the granary that he had made the opening from his back of his house, the income Pesach Rechava. So there's no technically opening to the Rechava. No, Elastama Niftach Rechava, presumably it was open for the Rechava, for the backyard. But and therefore it isn't closed for residential purposes. Mutl Tata Bakul, and there'll be a lot of carry throughout, even from the Rechava to his house. Sivkat and Hey. Ramah said, this that we're not careful regarding carrying Chatzei Shachar Abatim in our courtyards that are behind our homes, which that's technically the Rechava they mentioned before, is because our backyards are different than Talmudic backyards. In the times of the Gemara, whenever you learn the Gemara, the backyard was not generally used in daily usage. And therefore, it was like considered on some level like a karfa. But our backyards, we use all the time, and therefore it's just like the chatzar from the times of the Gemara. Shtebe Allah and the Masa Rechava says, you should know that there's four names in this conversation. There's Carmelis, Karfif, Rechava, and the Chatzar. So he says like this. Carmelis, from Minat Torah, from biblical law, it's a bika, it's an open area that people don't generally walk. Carmelis is a derabanan when it's is a car from more than Bisasayim that was not in close residential purposes, which min halacha, it's a fofa drusha sayachid, and only midrabanan that's a carmelis. However, you let it carry from one to the other if it's less than daladamas, like you said in Shimon Vav Gimel. But from a karfav to a, from this karfav to a chatzar, that's forbidden, like we said in Shinai and Beis Avalf. Now, the shame karfav includes whether it's more than Sasayim or it's Sasayim, if it's enclosed for residential purposes or it's not enclosed for residential purposes, it all has this name. It just has different halachas. The Rechava that's behind the homes, if it's more than Beis Sasayim, it's also rabbinically a karmelis if it was not enclosed for residential purposes. Chatzar in front of the homes is for sure enclosed for residential purposes. And therefore, even if it's many korah, it's so huge, it's still Rishos Sayachah totally, even Rabban. A karfav that's only exactly based Sasayim, it was not enclosed for residential purposes, it's also, even though it's called a karfav, however, you're allowed to carry in the whole area, even to the chatzar's mutabata, but the bias is forbidden. And so to a karmelis or the karfav more than based Sasayim, it's also forbidden, even if it's owned by one person. A car from more than Beis Sasayim that's closed for residential purposes, even if it contains many kor, also has the halacha, or it's less than Beis Sasayim, it's not closed for residential purposes, even to the house, it's mutl to carry. Because consider like a chatzah that's hooked for the deer, and for sure, Rechava that's surrounded by residential purposes, for sure has this halacha. Rechava that's exactly Beis Sasayim, even though it's not closed for residential purposes, I would be let it carry even from it to the house, since this is all from the words of Prima Gadim and Mishpat Sayzav.
And the dirshu number two says, from the words of Be'alacha, you see that he differentiates between the karfav, that the shear is exactly based on Sasayim, that you not let carry from it to the house, to a karfav, that its shear is less than based on Sasayim, that you let it carry from it to the house. Chaznish wonders on those words, that according to the Shitas, it holds it's a forbidden when it's exactly based on Sasayim, it's also forbidden if it's less than based on Sasayim. And this is mitzayin to the word of Mishabur in Shin Chesib Kot Nain Hei and Nain Zayin, that it's forbidden even by less than based on Sasayim. Now, in a pressing situation, look at the Be'alucha and Shunayin Beis, Sef Aleph, that it permits to carry from a house to a karfav that it shares Beis Sasayim if it belongs to one person, or two people that made an ear between them. There's number three, regarding a roof, Chaznish writes, which that if it sticks out from the walls of the house, then the mechitzas are not recognizable, then has a locha like a rechava, not like a karfav, that is according to the Shittas that there's no karmelis above 10 tefachim. And if it doesn't stick out, then we say good asking mechitzasa, that the mechitzah bayis are go up and like, so to speak, fence in the roof, then it's considered as if also above it's mukav ladir, it's brought in Mishabu later on, Shin Son of Beis, Sivkon Chavches, regarding a boat.